You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 235 of Erk FM. Erk FM International, coming to you on the 25th of April 2012. So that means it's Anzac Day. And of course, for those of you outside Australia and New Zealand who don't know, Anzac Day is the day that we commemorate servicemen and women who basically fought and died in, first of all, World War One, and then any other battle since. Anzac Day commemorates the first day of Australia and New Zealand entering the First World War in Gallipoli. So what I thought I'd do today, considering that the episode comes out on Anzac Day and that it's an international show, I thought that I'd feature a range of New Zealand artists. You know, I could bend the rules and put some Australians in there, but I've got some interesting news about what's coming up on Erk FM Australia that I'll share with you shortly. Also, I'll share with you shortly the story about how I almost got arrested going into Canada over 3 years ago now. I'll tell you that story. That was prompted by last week's episode and the photo in the show notes. We've got a great range of Kiwi music coming up from Airplay Direct and also Black Frog Management. We are going to kick things off with a song called Midnight Sun. Midnight Sun, indeed, by Ali Cook. Ali is from Nelson, and her first debut full-length album is called Brand New Day. That was released last year in 2011, it's available on iTunes and all the usual downloady places. It's packed full of original songs, and there's a lot of great musicians on the album, including a guest vocal from iconic Kiwi singer Sharon O'Neill on the title track of the album, Brand New Day. So let's hear from Nelson. This is Ali Cook with Midnight Sun.
But I'm far away from home, surrounded by people, but somehow alone. I got some luck, some fortitude to go. Norwegian sea under bright orange glow. Come a long way to see you. Come a long way to feel you. Oh, it doesn't seem like the night.
Yeah.
someday. Mother, this ain't the same land we left so long ago. Closed the last pit today, just told the boys to go home. This can't be my land. This dry and colored wall, this land of all so rams, and a closed down shopping mall. I know. We'll be right back.
on the radio, and it makes me cry. I had a dream. Homeless line the streets of LA, homes made of cardboard and debris. People are hungry here, scratching for food in the street. Here. Does anybody care? Anybody care? Is this America? Home of the brave and free. Is this America? What happened to
You're listening to IRC FM, episode 235, IRC FM International on IRC FM and Trikes Radio, celebrating Anzac Day in a IRC FM sort of a way, featuring music from New Zealand. And during that particular set, we heard a song. Our last song that we just heard was called Is This America? And sometimes when I look at New Zealand on the TV, some people in New Zealand think they're in America, but they're actually not. That song was sung by Katie Soljak. Prior to that, we heard from Jack's Collective, who were featured on IRC FM before, with a song called Cry For You. Prior to that, we heard from Ian Rushton with his song No Ordinary Day, and that's very true for Anzac Day. And Ali Cook opened up the episode with Midnight Sun. Ian Rushton is a composer, songwriter, and an experienced producer and audio engineer. While having produced and released 10 albums of his own since 2002, Ian is also involved in recording and producing for many other Auckland-based artists. Jack's Collective is originally from Wales, but now residing in Wellington. Their sound has been described as Crowded House meets Eagles meets early Stereophonics. And so then we heard from Katie Soljak, and she returned from a 10-year musical stint in LA, working with musicians such as Stephen Hodges and Paul Barrera from Little Feat. She played regularly in clubs on Sunset Boulevard, art galleries and cafes in LA and Long Beach, California. And since returning to New Zealand, she's recorded at least 2 albums on her own label. Her band performs up to 3 hourly sets of blues covers and originals. She's toured New Zealand, played on the Good Morning Show on TV New Zealand, and a lot more. Not sure if she's actually still in action at the moment, like many of these bands. Now, before we go, I'm briefly going to tell you the story about why I nearly got arrested going into Canada in 2009. Long story short, I was heading up from Portland, Oregon, heading up to Vancouver in British Columbia. And I'd actually had a look at this place on the interweb and Google Maps and Google Earth and everything like that. And I saw that if you go up Interstate 5 to get into Vancouver, there's a park called the International Peace Park. And on the International Peace Park is supposed to be a massive, massive white arch signifying the open borders policy between the US people and the Canadian people. And I've got a fascination with all things border security, with all things borders. And here in Australia, the best you can do is go from one state to another. So during my trip to the US, I thought, well, you know, the US and Canada are joined, so I thought I'll go up and do the whole US, Canada, US, Canada sort of thing. So I've parked my car on the United States side, and I've had a look at the maps and everything, and I found that there's a park and there's a big white arch. But there's a distance of about 400 metres or so between the two checkpoints, between the US checkpoint and the Canadian checkpoint. So I never had any intentions of going to the Canadian checkpoint, so I've got my wallet on me, but not necessarily my passport. That was my fatal mistake. I've gone down to the Peace Park and I've taken lots of photos of the arches, of the arch I should say. There's a railway line that runs right next to the park and I'm waiting for a train to arrive so I can take a photo of a train, half in US and half in Canada. Train never came. And I also took a photo of, you know, different signs, you know, welcome to the US, welcome to Canada, blah, 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 blah. And I've taken photos of cars waiting to enter the US and cars waiting to enter Canada, because there's like a, as I said, like a 400 meter no man's zone where this park is. So I've gone to the US side, taken a photo of cars waiting to enter there, no problem. Then I've gone to the Canadian side, taking a photo of the cars waiting to enter the checkpoint. You can also cross that checkpoint on foot as well. So I'm out there, and I think one of the Canadian border guards was having a smoke or something like that. And he's out there, and he's seen me, and he's asked me to come over to him. So I've walked over to him, and the first thing he's done is asked for my passport, which, of course, I didn't have because it was in the car, which was in the United States. And so I've produced my driver's license, and, you know, on my driver's license it has my name, address, date of birth, state and country. So I thought, oh, well, at least he can see that I am, you know, got some ID on me. And he says, you've actually committed a crime. You've entered the country illegally. And so I've said to him, how is that possible? Haven't come to the checkpoint yet. You know, you've invited me over here. And then he says, you see that big white arch over there, and points to it. And obviously I did. He says, that is the actual border. As soon as you pass that point, you have to come into the Canadian checkpoint and say, hi, Canadians, I'm here. And then they let you into the country. Of course, it wasn't my intention to enter Canada, as I was going to go in with all my stuff and head to Vancouver. So I said to him, well, can't I just go back to my car and then come to the border and say, hi, Canada, I'm here, and then you'll let me in? And he says, well, it doesn't quite work like that, because as soon as I pass the arch in the opposite direction, I have to report straight to US Customs and Border Protection, otherwise I've entered the US illegally as well. And I'm like, can't you just pretend this didn't happen and I'll just come over later? And he goes, no, you have to come into the office. So I went into the office and I got interviewed by an officer, never handcuffed, never manhandled or anything like that, I have to say. And I had to sign this form which says that I agree to leave Canada without delay, and it had my name on it, country of residence unknown, country of birth unknown. Gone back over to the American side, waited in line, because I'm in America, that's what you do, you wait in line for things. The first Customs and Border Protection guy had absolutely no idea what I was talking about, and so I had to see his supervisor, and his supervisor was nice, and his attitude was like, oh, those wacky Canadians and their border protection sort of thing. So I had to leave my driver's license with him, go back to the car, get the passport, show him the passport. He says, you're all good, on your way. While I was over on the Canadian side, I said to the Canadians, I says, well, if I come back, are you going to red flag me? Because if you are, there's no point in coming in. I'll just go somewhere else. There's a lot else to see in America that I haven't seen yet. And he goes, no, you should be fine. Because they were doing construction work, I couldn't actually drive from the park back to where I was, back to that checkpoint. So I had to drive about 5 miles up the road to this other checkpoint. And of course they've asked me all the usual border security type questions. And then the guy says to me, have you tried to enter into Canada in the last 6 months? And I'm like, no, not really. So a combination of that and having some alcohol on me, I had to go into another office, again, not handcuffed, not manhandled, anything like that. The usual border security questions, like, how much money have you got on you? Where are you staying? I don't know. Do you know anyone in Vancouver? No, not like the rest of, like most of the West Coast of the US. I knew people and I'd stayed with people, but nobody in Vancouver. No, I wouldn't have even known Natalie Brown from last week's episode at that stage. So I couldn't even say, well, at least I know one Canadian, and I definitely didn't know Ian from Canada at that point. So eventually they've let me in, and that was the story about how I almost got arrested heading into Canada. I still don't know if there's any sort of red flags. Like, I've travelled all over Europe and into Asia since then, so I think I'm all good.
Thank you. the goal and make another concession. I go with the flow, but you lead me to depression. You know if you want to, I will be right behind you. It's all up to you. Stick to the truth, rules bend, but they don't work when broken. We'll be right back.
So we're ramping things up here on IRC FM International, episode 235 on IRC FM and Trax Radio. And we just heard from a New Zealand band that I've known of for some time called AMP. That's AMP with two M's, not to be associated with AMP, the Association of Music Podcasting. And AMP are currently working on their second album. And the song that you just heard, Iron Man, is actually in the running in a competition in New Zealand to become an Olympic song, which I think would be rather cool. So from Wellington, they're currently in hibernation, recording their second album, which is due in late 2012. But if you go to their website, you can actually download their debut album for free, which is quite cool. I've played AMP on several occasions before, and they are rather cool. Rather interested to hear what their second album sounds like. Prior to AMP, we heard from a band that was called Scene with a song called Back to Life. Don't know if they're actually still active as a band at the moment. Scene have been together since October 2009 and haven't looked back since. They started off in New Zealand National Battle of the Bands 3 weeks after getting together, and two heats and one final later finished up being voted as third best band in Auckland and top 20 in New Zealand. Scene are more than a standard prog indie rock outfit. The other side to the band is demonstrated in the acoustic and string numbers they occasionally throw at you to put you off guard. So that was Scene. And before Scene, we heard from Fuser. And the song that we heard from Fuser is called The Rules. And in the military, of course, you've got lots and lots of rules. And Fuser come to us from Auckland. They first rocked in the New Zealand music scene in 2006 with the release of their self-titled debut album. They, after releasing that album, two of the band songs were chosen for the New Zealand On Air funded program Off The Record. And so they also received a highly sought after rock scholarship. They also completed a national New Zealand tour in their first year. And in 2008, five of their songs were featured in the Demon Energy Supercross TV show. And their primary focus is the release of their second album. And before Fuser, we heard from Myla Gurney, and unfortunately I can't tell you much about her at all, which is a shame, but you know, that's the way some things are. Just because a band isn't around doesn't mean that I'll never play them again. Sometimes I just like to play them and just keep in contact, because the way some people are with bands, they leave one band and form another one, they still stay on the scene, or they split up and do their own things. And I'm hoping that my interviewing curse hasn't continued, because not long after interviewing and seeing in person the last band on the episode today, they've broken up with their band members going in different directions, joining different bands, which I totally did not see when I met them. Great bunch of blokes anyway, and I look forward to following their next projects, and it'll also give me some more New Zealand music, especially some Kiwi metal. And if you like your metal music, you can listen to IRC FM Metal Monday, which is, funnily enough, about metal and on Mondays. So from Auckland, I'm going to now feature Heathen Eyes, which I got to meet and if you want to hang out recently when they were over in Australia for the Global Battle of the Bands competition. And I'm looking forward to finding out what all the members will be doing with their new bands in time. So the song that we're going to have from Heave and Eyes to finish up the episode, not necessarily one with an Anzac theme, but to finish off, we're going to hear from Jaded. Well, the song is called Jaded. On this episode of Urk FM International, episode 235, just of course like to take this time to think about our servicemen and women, the ones who have left us, the ones who are still serving, and the ones who are still around. You know, there's many, many jobs that those men and women have done over the years that the vast majority of us would never imagine it. Would never imagine doing, and the Anzac Day just seems to be a relevant place to think about that. On this episode, we've had music courtesy of Airplay Direct and Black Frog Management. Thank you, Sarah. And there'll be another Black Frog Management artist on Urk FM Metal Monday on Monday, episode 31. On this episode, we have heard from Ali Cook, Ian Rushton, Jack's Collective, Katie Souljack, Myla Gurney, Fuser, Scene, Amp, and Heave and Eyes. All music on this episode supplied by various music management companies and played with permission or under various agreements. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. Coming up on Friday on Urk FM Australia, episode 236, I'm actually starting a six-part special looking back at some of the artists that we've played on Urk FM and not necessarily ones that we've played recently. Now, you might know that if you live in a big enough city, they divide your phone book into two, an A to K and an L to Z. And so what I thought I'd do, I thought I'd go back through my list of artists that I've played on Urk FM Australia, and I thought that I'd have two episodes an A to K and an L to Z of artists, and I play one artist from each letter of the alphabet that I've played. But of course, me being me, I didn't stop there. Then I decided that I was going to do an A to K and an L to Z special for men and women, male and female artists and bands. So that's taken me up to 4 special episodes. And then after that, well, I thought, well, what I might do is feature the artists that I've played most with each letter. So that's another 2 episodes. So there's going to be a 6-part special of bands that I've featured here on IRC FM Australia. It's going to be interesting. Some of the songs that you'll hear I've played recently, because I've played the bands recently, and others I haven't, so that's going to be really interesting. Find out more about this show and go to the show notes, IRCFMInternational.com. I'm IRC, thanks for listening, see you next time, and good night into him. Lest we forget.